This is KCUR 89.3. Parks may brighten up the looks of neighborhoods, and they can also help neighbors stay active and connected, but not all parks are created equal. As we return to our series Crossing to Health, KCUR's Alex Smith considers the state of parks in Wyandotte and Johnson counties and finds that there's a big difference, and it's more than just the amount of green space on a map.
With this KCUR News Update, I'm Kyle Palmer. Take a Saturday morning bike ride along the Kansas side of the state line, and you'll see plenty of people playing tennis, soccer, and jogging in Johnson County. Ride a bit further north into Wyandotte County, though, and it's hard not to notice how much rarer outdoor recreation is. On a map, the two counties appear about matched for parks and recreation space, but when you see them in person, the differences are dramatic. Let's start in Waco. In the center of a huddle, 8-year-old Cecil Cotton gets his fellow teammates fired up before a football game.
He's a mouth. He's a grown man in a little kid's body. That's the best way to describe it.
Cecil Cotton's father, also named Cecil, is a coach in the KC United Football League, which plays in an empty field next to a church in western Wyandotte County. There's plenty of enthusiasm at their weekly games, both on and off the field, but league organizer Adrian Roberson says that what happens here is about much more than fun and games.
It causes community, so you have a community of families and teams that come together for the kids.
In Johnson County, to the south, a similar scene takes place with cheering parents and small football players in giant pads. But at this Olathe field, there are bleachers, towering lights, carefully trimmed fields, restrooms, and a snack bar. The action on the field may be similar, but the facilities are in a different league. That wasn't always the case. Back to Waco. Just west of downtown Kansas City, Kansas, you can see the green space, pond, and stone walls that were all created as part of the original Waterway Park 100 years ago.
It was the Facebook of the 1900s. It's where everybody went to socialize.
Jeremy Rogers is the head of Wyandotte County's Parks and Rec Department. He explains that the area was once home to an elaborate park system, including sunken gardens, baseball fields, and winding walkways. It was designed in part by George Kessler, the legendary landscape architect who created renowned parks throughout the country. But a few decades after Waterway Park's creation, as white flight accelerated in the 1960s, Wyandotte County began a long downward slide that reached crisis levels by the 1980s.
With that, tax dollars went away. People started moving out of the city. And once that hit, Wyandotte County's park system really bottomed out.
An uptick in crime worsened the trend. Many residents no longer felt safe in certain parts of town. And today, the 80s are often remembered as a time when community bonds seemed to wither away. When Wyandotte County consolidated with the Kansas City, Kansas government in 1997, the Parks Department was scrapped. Control of the parks was handed over to the Public Works Department, and they were essentially put on life support.
They were understaffed, not enough equipment. They were just trying to, as things happen, try to react to it.
The decline of urban parks wasn't unique to Kansas City, Kansas, says James Salas, a professor of family medicine and public health at the University of California, San Diego. And urban planners now see it as a major loss.
These are essential components of a community if you want your community to be healthy.
Yet it's precisely the residents of low-income communities who need the parks most. The unified government brought back the Parks and Rec Department a few years ago with the help of grant funding. Since then, it's undertaken many small renovations. But now it's got more ambitious ideas, including an expansion of the parks west of downtown Kansas City, Kansas, as part of the unified government's Healthy Campus Plan. But will that be enough to attract residents? In other words, if you build it, will they come?
It probably takes a little more nudging than that.
Salas says rebuilding often isn't enough. In the past decade, health experts working to eliminate food deserts have found that communities with new grocery stores often need to be reintroduced to healthy foods. And getting neighbors to reclaim their parks may take a similar strategy.
If there are programs going on or events that are advertised and your neighbors are going, then you've got multiple reasons to go to the park. You say, oh, I'll go to this event. Looks like fun.
Right now we're at 10th and Parallel Parkway.
Rachel Jefferson is working to do just that. getting people to take advantage of all their community's green space. She's the head of the historic Northeast Midtown Association and started a walking group recently to get people out on the renovated Jersey Creek Trail. She says this is not just a matter of physical health. She hopes getting people back into parks will have an even deeper impact on the area she calls home.
The more that we can spend time together, getting to know each other, and breed that sense of community, the stronger our community will inherently become.
That's how KC United feels too. The Youth Football League is working with the government and sponsors to build facilities similar to those gleaming ones in Olathe. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.
Heartland Health Monitor is based here at KCUR and reports on health issues in collaboration with other news partners. Tune into KCPT's Kansas City Week in Review this evening at 7:30 to watch a video connected to our Crossing to Health series.